the changing fortunes of the airline industry. From Marketplace, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. Southwest has announced that it will start paying out dividends again. It's the first major U.S. airline to resume payments after suspending them because of the pandemic. Airlines are quite optimistic about the near-term future. Many expect to turn their first profit next year for the first time since 2019. That's according to the International Air Transport Association, which is predicting a near $5 billion boost. Where airlines' profits are coming from has changed because of the pandemic. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on that.
What's remarkable about the airline industry's recovery is who's fueling it, says Henry Hardeveld, a travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group.
It has been powered primarily by people traveling on their own dime because the business travel sector is still very much in recovery mode.
Hardeveld says his firm has found that before COVID, business travelers made up 50% or more of airline profits. But today, leisure travelers are the source of most of the industry's profits. Meanwhile, airline capacity is shrinking, says Helene Becker, a managing director at Cowen.
You don't have the infrastructure in place. You don't have the equipment in place to expand to handle the demand. So you have no choice but to raise ticket prices.
Becker says those rising prices in turn may prompt some potential leisure travelers to stay put. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
China has begun implementing its revised policy for containing COVID, pivoting from a zero-tolerance approach, which led to protests last week and stunted economic growth in that country. A lot of the harshest measures are being rolled back. I spoke with Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak about what that could mean for the global supply chain.
Well, it means that there are going to be far more disruptions. So China is going to go through a wave of infections, just like the rest of the world did. People will be calling in sick, or they have to stay at home to care for their elderly relatives. We know that people over the age of 80 years old, only 40% of them have the third shot of the Chinese vaccine. So there aren't enough people who are vaccinated amongst the elderly, and researchers say this is needed to avoid hospitalization. So hospitals are also going to be packed. Frontline medical workers will get sick. It's going to get real hard before things get better.
That's Marketplace's Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Let's check the numbers. Investors in Asia are taking a wait-and-see approach to the news from China. The Shanghai Composite Index closed essentially flat overnight. In Hong Kong, investors were more optimistic, sending the Hang Seng Index higher by almost 3.5%. In Europe, the FTSE in London is down 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are pointing slightly higher. In pre-market trading, the Dow is up about 40 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is up slightly to 3.4%. The national average for a gallon of regular gas is currently at $3.33, according to AAA. That's 1 cent lower than a year ago at this time, before Russia invaded Ukraine. Gas prices are following declining oil prices. In the U.S., they're down more than 40% since June. The federal government has held the first ever auction of leases to develop commercial-scale floating wind farms off the West Coast. The auction generated nearly $760 million in winning bids from energy companies. And there's much more of that kind of investment to come, says the International Energy Agency. In a new report, it predicts that renewables will overtake coal and become the world's biggest source of electricity generation by 2025. If I'm doing my math right, that's just over 2 years away. Marketplace's energy correspondent Andy Euler looks at the reasons for the shift.
Coal generates more than a third of the world's electricity, more than any other source, but the International Energy Agency, the IEA, says that's going to change soon.
Really, the process, the transition from coal to renewables is in a way, it's just getting started.
Clark Williams-Derry is an analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. He says, especially here in the United States, that transition away from coal is because renewables are often the cheaper option.
In that context, it's really hard for a coal producer to change the trends. It's like sort of trying to sweep back the tide with a broom. It can't be done.
And legislation passed this year in Congress could accelerate those trends even more, says Akshay Jha at Carnegie Mellon University.
So the Inflation Reduction Act has the potential to bring that sort of innovation for other products that we currently don't think of as being cost effective.
The IRA includes billions in subsidies and tax credits to encourage development of technologies like advanced nuclear power and hydrogen generation in the U.S. Now, internationally, the IEA report notes that momentum for renewable energy in Europe intensified after Russia's invasion of Ukraine interrupted fuel supplies. Ian Lang is director of the Mineral Energy Economics Program at the Colorado School of Mines.
OECD countries are kind of pushing faster now that they've had the issues with the conflict in Ukraine.
In China, where coal is still the main fuel used to generate electricity, the energy transition has been slower. But that's changing, says Greg Nemeth at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and that change matters for the proliferation of renewables.
China is the biggest driver of it, one, because China is so big, but also because they now have much more ambitious targets for renewables. And, you know, China lives up to its targets.
He says he wouldn't be surprised if China actually exceeded its renewable energy targets, leading to an even bigger drop in coal use. In Austin, I'm Ady Euler for Marketplace.
And here's something for the gamers out there. Microsoft has agreed to make the hit video game franchise Call of Duty available on Nintendo systems. It's currently only on PCs, Sony's PlayStation, and Microsoft's Xbox. The Nintendo agreement would kick in if a merger between Microsoft and Call of Duty author Activision Blizzard is approved by regulators. Sony has cried foul over that proposed merger. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.